Hello, lovely peoples, my podcast ki janta. So, in previous podcast, I promised you about, I'm going to tell you my 3 days experience of Bias, a city, a place in Punjab. So, in this podcast, I'm going to tell you entire feel, entire experience, entire everything that I got from there. We three friends. Yeah, we from here. We three friends going to Bias. Me and two of my friends from my class, my school time friends, and one is one go further. One. Studied with me further in the college, so he carry forward his studies with me, not because of me, because of his other friend. He's from the same place, like they were neighbors, so he started study in the same college because of him. Either he is doing some other study, like I'm in commerces, he's in non-medical. So apart from, despite he is in the non-medical, he joined career stream BBA with us because of the other friend. So we three friend go to Bias together, me, one of my friend, the other friend. So when I get the news of going to Bias, I was ready, but I have to ask to my family to go to Bias. Like Indian typical family, they won't allow you to go that far because I live in Gagret and the place is Bias. I don't know the distance, but it is quite far. So as I got the news, I asked my parents. My father work in Dehradun, and so I can't ask him. If I ask him by calling, he will say no, I already know. So I asked my mom to allow me to go to Bias with my friends. We will have a great time there. And I didn't go anywhere. Whenever my school used to plan a trip to go somewhere, I didn't even go there because of family issue, money issue. I think the reason is that only. So I don't used to go there. It's interest also. I never had interest in going that trip. Maybe, yeah. Maybe either one. So I asked my mom to go to Bias. So I don't clearly remember the conversation we have because it's 5 years back. The 5 years ago that we planned the trip in 2019, maybe, when we were in 12th class. When we were in 12th class. And yeah, so I think my mom didn't allow me till my friend asked to please give him with us, let him come with us. We'll have a great quality time there, so we'll take care of him. So my mom take care of me like a little more than my brother. I have an elder brother. His name is Sanjay. So he's 1.5 years older than me. Currently he's in working somewhere in Zirakpur. So my friend asked my mom to let him come with us. So then she accept it, allow us to allow them, allow me to go with them. I remember the ticket price of going to there is maybe 150 rupees, a dollar somewhere, $1.50. It's 80, 81, $62 maybe. So the total is 1.80 cents. So then my mom allowed me to go, and she gave me some extra money to buy something that at there, buy something at there for us. So we plan to go there, and then when we go there, so we allotted a bus. We know the person who is booking the trip, who does book the trip. He hired a bus, and there are several people going to be us of similar age. Some people are quite old, and some are young. So we gone there. In bus, when we are going initially at our first time we are going, and it's my friend's first time also. So we are going. We both are going for our first time. I don't know what the third friend, if he is going for first time also, but I know the other friend, the one who studied with me in college. So it's his first time. So we gone there in bus. When we go there in bus, so nobody is speaking to no one. Nobody knows anyone in the bus. Nobody. By the time we came back, we all know everyone, and we speak with each other in a way that we are friendly for, like, since childhood. This is another story. So we reached in Bias. In bus, I don't much remember about the incidents, some memories of the bus, but I remember one thing. We sat on the ladders. Like, ladder is something that we used to, you know, now. So I didn't go, I'm not going deeper, but we sat on the stairs. Yeah, stairs is the right word, of the bus. The bus is filled so much, not so much, but it's filled. Every seats are booked. There is no booking. Who sat first? That's a seat. That's their seat. So yeah, and in bus, friend of mine, the third friend, he just slept on a girl's lap, like his head on the girl's lap. And, the unknowing, he didn't know the girl, and he is letting us see. Yeah, he's quite naughty. I'm not naughty, I'm kind of naive in these kind of things. So we reach there. So we have to book a tractor to achieve the destination. It's our destiny to go there, and it's a lovely time. It's one of the greatest memory, one of the loveliest memory that I have ever had in my life. So we have to book a tractor with a carrier. The tractor used to have. Then we got to reach there, got to reach to our destination, and after that we booked the we didn't book anything. After that we walked at the office, like there is, if you called, I don't know, the people came from the another place in the Bias. I don't know if I'm right or not, there's no one to correct me also, but Jatha, we call it Jatha, Gagrate, the Jatha we lived in, we currently live in Gagrate, so it is called as Jatha, so we came from Gagrate. So they call us Gagrate ka Jatha, I don't know what they call us. So we go to the office, and from that office we allotted to different places. The our duties are allotted to different places, different checkpoints, like the friend I talked about is in college with me, and the other friend who's with me in the same class in schools. Yeah, my English na man, sorry. So we three studied together in school, and one of our friend carry forward his study with me in the college also, and the other friend, I don't know what he's doing at that point of time. But currently he is working in animal doctor, like he is an animal doctor. So the office guy, the officer allotted our duties to different checkpoints, different destinations, different places. So our duty is to check others' sleep that he got from the office while the time coming here. So we have to check the how many people are there, where is the room, where is their room number, how many peoples, how many luggage I guess there. So we have to check these things, because we have to check if there is anything wrong, if they are like wrong intention. I don't want to use heavy word like terrorist or some kind of things. Are they goons? Goons is a quite low word. Are they goons, or they are some kind of criminals? So these kind of things we have to check. So we work in shifts, like 6 hour shift. I don't know, 6 or 8. I can't remember, because it's been 5 years. But I remember one thing, that we work in shifts. So someday we go over there 3 days, and we never been in on time at any day. I'm so sure about this. I know this. We never been on time at any day, and we always got late. And our senior always, not punish. He always shout at us, like, "You are always late. You have not been on time any day. And if you were outside Bias, I'll show you how to be on time. I'll teach you." Like, the way of teaching this, probably not the softer one. It may be harsh. It will be harsh. But, yeah. He always spoke us like that. He's kind of a soft person, but these are not the things that we talked us softly. Don't know why. So I know him also. He is also one of his friends' father. In my school time, there are two girls studied with me. He is their father. So yeah. So we know him also. I know him, but he didn't know me. So it's a great advantage. If he know me, if he could know me, no, what I want to say, wait a second. If he got to know me previously, then it will be hard for me to cope with him or be with him at certain point of time, at that point of time. So on my first day, we sat there and it was quite dark. At night, we are appointed to our job, like a security job at night. And then we got to know that we have three checkpoints. I have to sit here. I have to sit on the backside of the office. It's quite... The office in quite height, like the office is in the quite height, like it's going to upstairs, and then we go to the office. It's like the office is quite far from us, so we used to sit on the bench, wearing a eye guard about the of their bias, and the other person sit. I don't know how much meter, 200 meter far from me. I don't know, 100 meter far from me. And the other guy also said, certain kind of distance. Oh, there is another guy whom I know, whom I know, because he is a friend of the third guy that I've talked about, who studied with me in my school, and he is his friend. So he is from his neighbor only. So he got him also there. So yeah, so we appointed for a job, and after a certain point of time, after 8 hours, our job finished, and I didn't do, I did my job, but there is not something special that I can remember happened to my job. After my job, after my my duty over, the other guys should take over our job. Not like take over, they worked on their shift, and they came to the job. Then we used to sit with them because we don't have any work after that. So we used to sit with them. We have our quality time with each other, and we also do a job. Like it is not like that we compromise with the job. We doesn't compromise with the job. We used to do a job, but it is like doing both the things, chilling with them and also talking with them, having fun with them. So one day a person came up to me and asked me about, it's a serious thing, I'm not gonna lie to you, because you are my people. You are my people. So I'm not gonna lie with you. One day a person gave to me and asked me about, I asked him about, what's your problem? Like, generally asking, what is your problem? Where you want to go? Then he said me, I want to go to Taj Mahal. He's joking. He said me, I want to go to Taj Mahal. So I initiated, I answered him, okay, you want to go to Taj Mahal? You want to go to Taj Mahal? Take straight, take right, take left, take another right. You got there. It feels like a silly joke at this point, but at that point of time, we had a great fun with that guy. He's from maybe Bihar. He kind of looks sus to me now. It's not because he's from Bihar. So, because he's looking here and there, there and here. So, he was looking quite in his zone. Like, you'll get what I'm saying. It's looking like a... like he's high. So, he kind of looks sus to me right now. What can I do now? So, we used to sit on each other's lap. We used to bully each other. We used to make fun of each other. And I make certain friends there. They're not friends anymore because we are not in touch anymore. And there is a canteen also. And in Bias. There's a canteen, we used to go there, and in Bihar, the canteen, in that shop, when we give them 10 rupees, they give us stickers, like tokens, to that amount, for that amount. If we give them 20, 30, whichever amount, whatever the amount may be. So, they give us the token of that similar amount, the same amount. So, we used to get certain things, the biscuit are there, the certain, like, everything is there. Not everything, but biscuits, samosa, chai, there are several things. So... we used to bought some things from there, but I have a shortage of money. I got shortage of money, so I didn't used to buy certain things. And this happens with everybody. You came from a middle class family. I'm not saying these things to get sympathy, because I am from middle class, so. I'll leave that. So we used to roam around. We used to have langar also there. There are big amount of people came to have langar, and in Punjab it is. I love this thing about Punjab. They serve langar. They serve food. They call langar. They serve food to million peoples. Million peoples, billion peoples in India, because I know this because in June, July, fair happens. Fair means Mela. Mela happens where people used to go. I'm not saying that it's previous thing, it's past thing. People go to Chintaburni in Himachal here. It's in it's after Bharwain. If you should know, it's after Bharwain on the left side. When you reach at Bhurwangi. If you're going from the great side, then it is after Bhurwangi on the left. Or there are two roads. One is for Dehra and the other is for Chintapuni. Chintapuni is beloved Mata, beloved Mataji, beloved goddess. And we always pray there. We always pray to her. We always go to the Chintapuni temple. Whenever we got time, so we go there and ask goddess for their ashirvad. We worship them. I don't know what ashirvad call in English. Ashirvad is like of their wait a second. Their power. So Punjabis always wait a second. The Punjabis also always give longer to Punjab to Chintapurni. Like Punjab to Chintapurni, they give longer to Punjab to Chintapurni. The distance is from Punjab to Chintapurni is so long, and they still give food in the form of langar to millions of people. It's not a small thing, it's a big thing to offer food to many peoples. It's an applaudable thing. And the ashirvad I'm looking for, they give us, the goddess give us blessing. So we always have blessing of Chintapurni Mata. And so I was talking about Bias. So we had a langar. There are several people, and they like the place is, there is a big place, like bigger than you are expecting. It's a big place where people are sitting together and having their lunch, dinner also. It's langar only, and they used to wash their utensils themselves. It is the norm. So we used to wash our utensil ourselves, and there were several bunch of people came to Bias, and I know not more than Kumbh Mela, but I don't see Kumbh Mela, but it is said to be one of the biggest fair in India that is seen from the satellite also. And I don't know if it is true or not, but I really don't know if it is true or not. So please don't misjudge me, only correct me. So the first day gone with this only. We had our dinner and we slept quietly. Where we used to sleep, that there's a big hall. Not like little hall, there's a big hall. A big, like, form, like, big form kind of thing. Like, yeah. Like, I'm doing like. hit that like button. So we used to sleep there. We got 3 carpets in the price of 100 rupees, and that is refundable. When we give that carpet back to them, they refund our money. So it is a refund policy. It's like whenever we gone for 3 days, 3 days refund policy. So we had a great time there on our first day. People always screaming, blabbering, talking with each other. At night also, they used to keep the lights on. So we couldn't be able to sleep nicely. So 3 days we couldn't sleep. I'm talking about us. We three. We are, I don't know how many people we are. I don't know, 1, 2, 3. We are 3 people. And we couldn't be able to sleep at night. Because of the continuous shouting, chit-chatting with each other. We couldn't be able to sleep. Then, I don't know about them, the one who are with me. But I can tell about myself. I couldn't be able to sleep. And my head keeps hurting. Apart from that, despite that, I used to work there. I used to complete my duty at night also at 12 a.m. We used to do a job at 2 a.m. So it is with us only. So it's a part of life. At that point, we had a great time there. I'm not complaining that we used to do this much work, that much work. We had a great time there, and it is always rememberable because it is one-time experience. You know, there are several one-time experiences that happens with all of you. So it is completely a good time, a lovely time there. So the next day we get up, we brush our teeth, we take our brush, our soaps with us at Bias. So we brushed our teeth. I don't know if a bath there or not. I don't remember, but I don't remember. I used to bath, maybe. I used to bath there. So there are several rooms built for bathing also. So we bath there, we washed our face. Sometimes we just wash our face, and sometimes we bath. So after that, in morning, our duty is to letting someone wake. In morning, we used to wake up everyone and telling them about come out, had dinner, please had lunch on the langar. I don't know what langar call in English. So we used to talk them. We used to tell them to come outside. And after that, we used to had our duty, like checking their family member, how many written in the form, how many they are actually. So sometimes they are okay, sometimes they are a little bit of increased, like not increased, sometimes they are more than shown in the slip. So it is their mistake. So they used to go back there. I don't know if this happened or not, But fading, it's faded memory. So I'm telling this. So our job is only this. But what I like about the place is the place is so neat and not saying for alcohol, that neat. The place is so much like you love that place. If you go there, you will love that place. The place is so neat and clean and mesmerizing, eye-catching place, and so lovely. We used to had a great time. We had a great time. One of the great time that I had. My top great time, top one, if I talk about certain great time that I had in my life, one of them. So in second day, I had my my other friend catches a thief also at there. He is a druggist, came from, I don't know, Punjab only or from somewhere else. So a druggie came to the office and he's sitting on the floor and talking, blabbering something, and he catches him from I don't know where. So he custody him. The officer custodied him. So that thing also happened. The druggist also came to Bias. I don't know why they do drugs. I don't know. Drug is not applicable at certain things. It is beyond the other things, like I can't say them, but you know. And one day I asked my the superior, who are superior than me, like aunt, for a blanket for me, because at night it is so cold. So I asked them, so they allotted me, they give me the blanket from the office that is near us, and he's a cop, he's a policeman. So I asked him, he's quite friendly, he's Punjabi, wearing turban. Punjabis are quite friendly, and they are quite friendly, and I'm running out of my words sometime. So he allotted me a blanket, he gave me a blanket, and I just covered myself with the blanket, and we are talking with each other, the aunt. I don't know what we talked, but let me remember. So they are also for first time there. It's the first time, and we also for first time, and the last time. We didn't go after that. It's been 5 years, and if I get a chance to go there, I'll surely go there, because we had a great time there. I had a great time there. So what I'm talking about, they are also first time. They are also their first time. This is also their first time. So I don't know. There are two, one aunt, one girl. The duty is there, and we used to sit there, and we have a quality time with each other. The aunt is quite good. Not quite good. She is good. She used to take care of me. She used to talk to me politely. So she is good. The cop is also, the policeman is also good. And at morning, when our job is not over. It's 8 hours long. So in morning, when it used to, the sun came in the morning, sun rises when the sun rises. So we used to have sunlight. When I'm going to give the blanket back to them, so they used to put it on the table, like leave it on the table or wherever. I don't remember the place. But take it. Let us assume as put it on the table. They said it. So I will. मैंने उसे मेज पे रखा तो वो बोलते ऐसे कैसे रख रहा है हाउ यू आर पुटिंग दिस ऑन द टेबल मतलब ऐसे कैसे रख रहा है प्लीज़ फोल्ड इट सो आई अज्यूम दैट दे आर गोइंग हार्श ऑन मी आई अज्यूम द अदर पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम आई एम नॉट गोना लाई एनजीएल लाइक Gen Z term. I don't. NGL. Not gonna lie. Simple. NGL. What is NGL? If you're talking to someone, you're not gonna say NGL. These are some silliest thing. Like when you're. It is simpler for typing. Simple. NGL is simpler for typing. That's why they write. That's why they. If it's only about writing NGL and ILY, TBH, then it is okay. If someone doesn't know what are these abbreviations or initialism, we used to say, so they can't understand. And the term Gen Z, I couldn't relate with that. I am also 22. I am 2001 born, so I couldn't relate to the term Gen Z. It came from a Western term. It is a Western term. So we are not Western, we are Indians. We are not Gen Z. We are not Gen Z. I don't know what Gen Z is. If I get to know what Gen Z is, then I surely on the opposite side of it, to not to accept it, to hate it. I don't know where the term Gen Z came from. Like, learning English is must in today's life because it opens a gate for you. It opens portals to you, portals for you to get job in certain fields. Because today, in today's life, there is a wait a second. Something happened to my tongue. Nowadays, all the things are international. We have to work international. We have to talk internationals. So English makes you. It's in subconscious mind. When certain person talks with other person in English, it makes him intellectual in front of the other guy. Okay? It is a fact. It's not a myth, like fact and myth. Fact and myths. These are two terms go concurrently because myths are also there and facts are also there. So it is a fact that if you speak English in front of a guy, front of anyone, so it makes you intellectual. In India, in India, obviously. Obviously, in a city like a country like India, it will make you intellectual. Because speaking English denotes that you have a certain knowledge. But in India, people have knowledge without learning English, without having a knowledge of that particular language. They have a knowledge of life. They know how to deal with people, how to deal with in business. There are certain businessmen who know how to do business, who know how to talk, who know how to behave in certain place, behave in certain position, behave in certain between the circumstance. So English is for a conversation with the countries among the world. Like, it is a way of communication. It's a part of communication. It's a mode of communication. Mode of communication with each other, with certain countries, with lots of countries. But there are several countries who didn't even know English. So they give a priority to their own language. That is good. That is good for them. But the English is one language that is there for everyone. It's one common language to understand each other's point, like each other's talk. So we should know English, but we shouldn't be forgot our culture, our back home things, like where we came from, what is our culture, what we do. So it is must. Like, I'm from Himachal, so Himachal is one of the greatest place in entire world. And I'm generally speaking this. Himachal is one of the greatest place because Lord Shiva stays here in Himalayas. So there are several places to visit, like Shimla, Manali, and Lahol Spiti. And but there is also goddess temple like Mata Baglamukhi, Chintamani, Jwalaji, and many more. There are also certain places to visit in Himachal. I'll let you know right away. So as I was talking, Himachal is one of the greatest wonder that entire world will have in the entire life. All places in India are very great. Like, you can go to Gujarat, you can go to Maharashtra, you can go to Tamil Nadu, Telangana, Hyderabad, anywhere in India, Assam, Manipur. Manipur's riots may be completed or not, I don't know, but yeah, also a great place to visit. I'm looking, there are several places like in Himachal, Kasol, you can go. Kasol is a quaint little village in Himachal, situated along the banks of the river Parvati, commonly known as Amsterdam of India. Kasol is tourist attraction that is rapidly gaining famous popular of for trekkers, backpackers, and nature lovers. The valley is situated 23 kilometers from BH. I don't know what BH. From the अच्छा भंटर एंड नेक्स्ट टू द रिलीजियस टाउन ऑफ मणिकरण. या कसौल इज वन प्लेस, शिमला एज आई टोल्ड यू, शिमला आई टोल्ड यू वैल्यू. बेस्ट टाइम अक्टूबर टू जून. इफ यू आर विजिटिंग शिमला द बेस्ट टाइम इज अक्टूबर टू जून बिकॉज ऑफ द विंटर सीजन एंड यू गोट टू हैव द स्नोफॉल. मैक्लोडगंज बेस्ट टाइम टू विजिट अक्टूबर टू जून. स्पीति वैली, डलहौजी, या डलहौजी इज वन ऑफ देम, कसौली. द रेटिंग इज ऑल्सो गिवन 5/4 out of 5. बीर बिलिंग इट्स रिटन हियर, बीर बिलिंग इट्स 4.7 out of 5 रेटिंग. वाह, हैव टू विजिट हियर. एंड यू कैन गो हियर थ्रू आउट द ईयर, यू कैन गो हियर any time. And there are several state to visit also in I'll tell you about Tamil Nadu. Tamil Nadu yeah, there is several places. So I was talking about my trip to Bias. It's over on my third day. We didn't did anything. So, okay. One of the thing happened at when we are coming from Bias, we got a news of a man. It's quite weird to hear, but it's there only, so I have to talk about that. I don't know, I should talk about this or not. No, it's not appropriate. So, okay, so goodbye, guys. That's it. That's my journey of 3 days in Bias. So love you guys. Bye bye. Thank you. I'm gonna end this podcast on 53. 3, 2, 1, go.